Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Well, hello there, friends. Welcome back to the Bobby Wonder Show. Do you feel that chill in the air? No, just me. Oh, I forgot Bobby accidentally shut me inside the refrigerator and I can't get out. Hopefully someone comes and opens the door soon to grab some ranch dressing. Of course, by then I might have eaten all the ranch dressing. But they can find me at least. Why was I in the fridge, you ask? Good question. But the better question is, why am I ever not in the fridge? The fridge is the best place. All the best foods are refrigerated. I will say, though, don't get trapped inside one. It is cold, and the light does turn off when the door is closed, so it's very dark. So now I can't even see where any food is, which means I can't even eat it. What's this? Oh, an egg carton. I'll cuddle up in one of the empty egg sockets. Maybe that'll help me stay warm. What's that I hear? Someone is opening the fridge. I've been saved!
Grabstack, there you are. I wondered where you scampered off to.
Bobby Wonder, I didn't scamper off to anywhere. You accidentally shut me inside this here refrigerator.
Did I? Oops.
It's okay. I'm okay. I'm just very cold and very hungry.
You mean you didn't eat anything while in there?
How could I eat anything when I couldn't see? The light really does go off when the door is closed.
Well, I wish I could tell you that we were about to go someplace warm today, but that is not the case. We have to go meet Lucy Wow atop Pflugerville Peak.
Pflugerville Peak? But it's cold and snowy and windy there. And did I mention it's cold there?
Yes, I know. We can get bundled up in some snow gear before heading up. I found all this stuff in our garage. Now, let's see what's in here.
Ooh, hand warmers! I'll need those. And hand me those gloves. And mittens, too. You can never be too careful. Yep, snow boots, check. Thermal underwear, need a jacket or three or four. In fact, let me just put this all on right now.
This is perfect!
Grabstack, you can't even move. Do you really need 5 pairs of snow pants and 8 scarves?
I'm cold.
Okay, well, practice taking a step for me then.
Okay. Almost got it. Okay. Help me up. I can't get up.
I told you were wearing too many things. You don't need 3 sets of leg warmers. Here, let me help you.
I can breathe.
You couldn't breathe?
Oh, did you not hear me? Yeah, maybe 8 scarves is too much. What about 6?
Grabstack, you don't need 6 scarves. 1 will do. And 1 of everything else, too. It won't be that cold atop the peak.
Tell that to an alien sidekick who wasn't just trapped in a refrigerator. But all right, I'll make do with just 1 scarf. But I get 2 gloves.
Yes, thank you. Okay, I'm all ready. You?
Ready to go.
I don't think I've ever been to the ski lodge up on Pflugerville Peak. In fact, I don't think I've ever skied before.
You've never skied before, Bobby Wonder? Why, back on Florp, my brothers and sisters and I would all ski race each other down the Florpian Fjords, so I'm kind of an expert, if you will.
I think I'd rather try snowboarding.
Oh, no, Bob Wonder. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
What's wrong, Grabstack? Why can't I snowboard?
Snowboard? You can't snowboard, Bob Wonder. You must ski. These are just the ways of the slopes. I don't make the rules.
Snowboarding seems more fun.
More fun? What? Oh, Bob Wonder, you've already got snow madness. You have to go down the mountain, sideways. And you don't even have fun poles to help you out when you're snowboarding. You'll see, skiing is the way to go.
If you say so. Ah, look, there's the ski lodge just over the cliff. Hard to see because of all the clouds and fog.
Why does it feel like there's a blizzard going on up here?
Because there definitely is a blizzard going on. Look, there's Lucy Wow now, standing over by the chairlift.
Okay, Bobby, just be careful not to run into the chairlift cable. It's right there. Can't you see it? Bobby! Ah! Every time. At least the snow is fluffy and cushioned my fall.
Sorry about that, Grabstack. It was hard to see with all the snow flurrying around.
Bobby Wonder! Grabstack! You okay? That crash landing looked pretty rough.
We're okay. Snow makes for a good crash landing cushion.
Lucy, why did you want us to meet you up here atop Pflugerville Peak?
Yeah, you couldn't have picked somewhere a little warmer?
Well, ever since the Grand Wahoonoo Surfing Competition, an idea for a new invention has been brewing in this brain of mine.
Ooh, the surfing competition. Ooh, that was fun. The beach, the waves, the sun, the pineapple upside down cake. Can we go back there? It's so freezing up here.
Snow patrons! Why are you standing about in the cold? Come inside my ski and snowboard lodge and get nice and toasty by the fire.
Finally, somebody talking my language. You wouldn't happen to have any hot chocolate with marshmallows and fried bananas and whipped cream, too.
Let's start with just hot chocolate.
Thanks for letting us come inside. It was getting pretty blustery out there.
But of course. My name is Mackenzie Mountslatton, and I own this ski and snowboard lodge. We're experiencing quite a snowy surprise on the slopes today. Best to stay inside until the storm clears up.
This is such a nice ski lodge.
Ski and snowboard. We can't exclude the snowboarders. They are just as important to our slopes.
Ugh. Really? But skiing is so much...
None of that up here, tiny little dude. We do not have any debates about whether skiing or snowboarding is better up here. See the sign?
There will be no debates about whether skiing or snowboarding is better in this lodge. All rule breakers will be sent down Pike's Bluff.
Pike's Bluff? What's that?
That is our biggest and steepest ski and snowboard jump on the mountain. Only 3 athletes have successfully landed a jump off of it.
Gulp.
Yes. So, please remember, no debating skiing and snowboarding up here. They are both excellent options.
Got it, Mackenzie. Thanks.
Otherwise, please feel free to make yourself at home in the lodge. We have a spa downstairs with multiple saunas and jacuzzis, a fully stocked kitchen, a game room.
This place is great. Any word on that hot chocolate? Not to pressure you or anything, I just... My throat is parched.
Oh, of course. Let me go get that for you right now. Just wait here by the fireplace.
This is cozy. I say we just relax here in these armchairs for the rest of the day, drinking hot cocoa, maybe head to the spa.
I don't think that's why Lucy Wow wanted us to come up here. Is it, Lucy?
No. As I was saying, after the surfing competition, I got to thinking and I figured out what my next invention was going to be.
Okay, but how would surfing come in handy up here on the mountain? We're nowhere near the ocean.
Exactly. Why don't I just show you two? Get ready for Lucy Wow's latest invention.
Pflugerville Peak is great. I know I was complaining earlier about being cold, but this lodge sure is cozy. I'm sitting in an armchair by a crackling fire waiting for hot chocolate. What could be better? Let's take a break before we unveil Lucy's latest invention. Maybe I'll sneak in a nap before you come back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh! Whoops! I fell asleep. It's hard not to fall asleep when things are this cozy. It's not my fault. Still waiting on that hot cocoa. But Mackenzie should be here with that soon. For now, it's time to see what Lucy Wow's latest invention is.
I present to you the Ski Ski Board 3000.
Whoa, so cool.
Wait, what is it? Is it skis, a snowboard? I can't tell.
Exactly. It's a hybrid. Now, you won't ever have to choose between skiing or snowboarding again. You can do both at the same time.
How does it work, Lucy?
The Ski Ski Board 3000 is a one-of-a-kind, bright red board, so it stands out against the snow, that can be turned into two shorter skis with a push of this button here.
What about the poles? You have to have poles in order to ski.
Don't worry, Grabstack. I've accounted for that, too. And voila!
Okay, that's impressive.
Anyone who uses the Ski Ski Board 3000 can change between the snowboard and ski function while they are going down the mountain.
That's amazing, Lucy.
Thank you. I know.
I'm back! And here's your hot chocolate, little one. Piping hot with a bit of cinnamon caramel.
I think I'm in love.
Now. What's this device? I've never seen anything like it before.
It's my latest invention called the Ski Ski Board 3000.
It's a snowboard slash skis combined into one innovative sport board.
A combined snowboard slash skis? Why, that's unheard of! I can't believe it!
Now no one will ever have to argue about whether skiing or snowboarding is better because they can do both at the same time.
Yes, which means you can probably take down your signs and stop sending people over Pike's Bluff.
But what will bring me joy?
Huh?
Enforcing the no snowboarding versus skiing debate is the only way I know how to execute my power here at the lodge. If everyone stops arguing, what will I do?
Wait, you like it when people argue so you can send them down Pike's Bluff?
What can I say? I get bored all the way up here. Sending someone down Pike's Bluff always spices up my day. Plus, no one ever truly makes it down that jump. So it's all in good fun. I'm sorry to say, Miss Wow, but that device is not allowed up here.
What?
That's not fair.
I am Mackenzie Mountslatin. This lodge atop Pflugerville Peak has been in my family for years. So, yes, I believe it is fair. Now, the only solution is you must take the Ski Board 3000 down Pike's Bluff.
Down Pike's Bluff? The slope you said no one's ever made it over?
Mm-hmm. That's the one. I'm sure your innovative hybrid thing can make it, though. Come now, let us go outside and see you make the jump.
I'll stay here drinking this hot chocolate. Good luck, Lucy. Hey, I wasn't done with that.
I want you to be the one to ride the hybrid board down the slope.
What? But why? I'm a tiny little alien sidekick who was just drinking hot chocolate. Not me.
Yeah, Grabstack doesn't have to go. I'll do it. It's my invention. I'll face the consequences.
Are you sure, Lucy?
Hey, I wanted a bit of a thrill. This will take all my surfing skills to the next level.
I'm sorry. That can't be the way. It must be Grabstack to go down the slope. That's my decision.
Listen, lady, if you want people to argue about skiing versus snowboarding, I'll do just that. I prefer skiing. Happy?
No.
It was worth a shot.
Time for you to go down Pike's Bluff.
Let me just... All right, all set in my snow clothes. Glad I brought those 8 scarves after all.
Mackenzie, the blizzard has gotten worse. We can't even see the end of Pike's Bluff through all the snow.
I assure you that the end is there. Just down, past that giant mound of snow.
Grabstack, I know you used to ski on Florb.
I didn't know you knew about my skiing past.
Yes, you've told me about it 10 times. The same story over and over again, actually.
The one about the fjord?
Yes, but listen. This button controls the skis. This one turns it into a snowboard.
Okay.
And I was looking at the slope earlier. There's a giant hill on the left-hand side. If you ski straight for it and then snowboard once you reach the hill, I think you can make it over the slope.
I've never snowboarded, but I will try.
You can do it, Grabstack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I make it over this Pike's Bluff, then what?
If you successfully make it over, you are all welcome back in my lodge for some more hot chocolate. And this time, I'll add in some fried bananas.
These are high stakes. I accept. Anything for a fried banana.
If you need help, Grabstack, just call out. I'll monitor the slope from the sky.
All right. Well, here I go. Skiing / snowboarding down a very steep slope during a blizzard. The things a superhero sidekick does.
Remember the button. The Ski Board 3000 won't let you down.
Okay, go!
And he's off!
Very steep, very fast, too fast!
Always the best part of my day.
Too fast, I can't see anything! Oh, this dang blizzard! Yeah!
Bobby, we've lost visibility on Grabstack. Do you see him? Is he heading the right way?
I can't see anything. You know what? I've had enough of this blizzard. Time for me to clear it up. The blizzard is gone.
Ah! Oh, I can see. Hi, son.
Grabstack, angle left now.
Okay.
Hit the button now.
Oh, I'm snowboarding now. Whew, this is kind of fun. Lean, Grabstack, lean. I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
Ugh, he's doing it.
The final slope. And here I go. I'm flying.
Stick the landing, Grabstack. Don't crash.
I won't crash because I'm not with you. I did it. I'm a professional snowboarder. I love snowboarding.
Okay. That was great! I've never seen quite a performance like that!
I'm one of a kind, just like this board.
Way to go, Grabstack!
Thanks, Lucy! Your Ski Board 3000 is so fun, it got me to finally try snowboarding. Can I keep it?
No. This one's mine. I'll make you one, though.
Thanks! And thank you, Bobby, for clearing out that blizzard!
You're welcome, Grabstack. My super breath has come in handy once again.
So, Mackenzie Mountain Slayton, I believe we are owed some hot chocolate and fried bananas.
Coming right up.
Whew, I am tired from my display of athletic greatness, so make sure mine has extra bananas. Well, friends, that certainly was a doozy. I can't believe I never tried snowboarding before. It was so fun. I was always used to just skiing, so didn't want to stray from what I knew, but thanks to Lucy Wow's invention and Mackenzie Mount Slayton's ridiculous rules, I finally got pushed out of my comfort zone and tried something new. And boy, was it thrilling. If you thought today's episode was fun, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, where did Mackenzie go with those hot chocolates? I think I'm going to ask for an extra large mug. Maybe I can enjoy it while in the jacuzzi. Ooh, and put some marshmallows in there. It's going to be good. Anywho, I'll see you later.
Go, kid, go.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.